Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Juan Benitez. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Stefiro. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Roman. And now, play ball. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Benitez juggles the ball. That's an error on Benitez. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the mound. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber takes first base on ball four. Murray moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. Traber moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. John Stefiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefiro hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Traber tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Sheets scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutierrez. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Gutierrez steals second. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0-1 in the game. Benitez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Benitez reaches second base with a double. Gutierrez scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Orioles. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-1 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Benitez scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Orioles. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Allenson for a passed ball. Lacy moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacy scores. Lynn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0. Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Traber is hit by the pitch. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Stefiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefiro is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stefiro strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Benitez hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beniquez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Traber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to third. Traber moves to second. One out. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stefero takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken tags and scores. Traber tags and moves to third. Stefero tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, Orioles. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Stefero and he is safe. Butler steals second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Butcher now pitching. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lacey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Shelby pinch hits for Fred Lynn. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacey moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacey scores. Shelby moves to second. It's 8-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Shelby moves to third. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Traber takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Shelby now playing center field. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Carter reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stefero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Benitez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steffero moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom O'Malley now playing third base. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Murray moves to third. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Traber hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray tags and scores. Ripken tags and moves to third. One out. It's 9-1, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. John Steffero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steffero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Steffero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Malley moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shelby strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murray takes first base on ball 4. O'Malley moves to third. Lacy moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Malley scores. Lacy moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-1, Orioles. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's 12-2, Orioles. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Murray, and towards Gutierrez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.